This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're exploring the potential of thoughtful tourism in Nicaragua right now. And Penny Reeds, a teacher from Seattle who writes about her experience in Nicaragua in her book, Bridging, Languages, Culture, and My Life. On the phone right now is Penny's first guide in Nicaragua. He's right now the director of the Aguali Biological Station in Matagalpa in Nicaragua. His name is Ernesto Ocampo. Now, Ernesto, I'm wondering if people are supporting NGOs, non-government organizations, non-profit, you know, development organizations and organizations that want to help in corners of the world like Nicaragua. Are those organizations welcome to work in Nicaragua now, or what are the preconditions where the government will let an NGO funded by Americans do good work in Nicaragua?
That's a very good question. I would say that the word NGO is not being well accepted in Nicaragua. One of the things that we have experienced in the last 3 years is that very little NGOs are willing to help conservation programs that involves hiring people. So a lot of NGOs, they really want to help, you know, build something, but not to, how can I say, like in the budget, you do not include the human resource. And that's probably one of the things that it's really being needed right now. And I think if people want to help in, like, I think it can be done by just traveling to Nicaragua, you can make a huge change as well, making sure that you're going, like, to local families. But I think to answer your question, I will say that Nicaragua or the government of Nicaragua is not seeing NGOs really nicely right now.
I see. Yeah, I never thought about that. An NGO stands for non-governmental organization. And it is conceivable that a government would see that as, well, why wouldn't you make it a GO instead of an NGO?